Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Good evening. Tonight on the show, I begin with the bond market, the mysteries of the bond market. The 10-year bond going through 5%, backing up a little bit, going through 5%. What does this mean for the economy? I speak with Liz Peek of The Hill, of Fox News, of Fox Business. And the recession word is back again, the capital R. Not the third quarter, not the fourth quarter, perhaps the first quarter, the second quarter. Everyone's waiting for that recession word. How will we know? Jobs lost? The housing market collapsing? Well, that's already happened. It is difficult to say at this point because this is unprecedented week after week. And then a conversation about the president's address in the Oval Office, in which the Wall Street Journal used the word frail, questioning whether the president is wise to risk his health and well-being for extending his term, given the vicissitudes of the news right now and the demands on his time and his sleep. I am 75 years old, and I am tired at night. So is the president at 80. One term, and congratulations, you two-term vice presidency. All is waiting. Gavin Newsom is waiting. Other Democratic governors are waiting. Other Democratic senators are waiting. Turn to Judy Dempsey in Berlin, the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, to discuss the visit of the leaders of the four powers of the EU-NATO. That will be Mr. Sunak for the British, Mr. Schulz for the Germans, Mr. Macron for the French, Ms. Meloni for the Italians. And what is it that these four powers see in Israel that obliges them to visit? They embrace Israel. They support it. They also understand this is a two-front war. And the demands upon their economies and their politics have been many the last year and a half, and now more demands, with large demonstrations of native-born Germans and French and British who are Islamic, demonstrating in London and Paris and Berlin. Fraught politics. And then a conversation with Mary Kissel about the demands on the State Department now. What I'm chiefly interested in is preparing for the worst-case scenario, which is to need to evacuate 60,000 Americans from Israel in the event of war from the north and the south, especially from the north, missiles coming in from Hezbollah. The challenge is enormous. There's reason to believe the planning's underway. Also, Mary and I discuss what I characterize as the moral failure of university administrations. For years now, they've told us, thou shalt not. Cancel culture, castigating and sometimes firing men and women of their faculties, students because they've said the wrong thing or associated with the wrong direction, the wrong attitude. Well, now the demonstrations, the protests, the provocations for Hamas and the administrations fall silent and talk about the First Amendment. And then off to the three-front war, which is what we're looking at. Ukraine, the Middle East, and East Asia. East Asia is extremely threatening because it hasn't happened yet. Remember, the Axis powers, Moscow, Beijing, Tehran, Pyongyang, they're opportunists, and they're looking at how the U.S. fleet is now committed to the Mediterranean, the U.S. military and the U.S. supply chain committed to Ukraine. What is left for Tehran? Our allies are gathering. Japan, the Philippines, Indonesia, Australia, certainly, New Zealand, with an election just passed. Our allies are gathering, but the demands on the arsenal of democracy are huge, and the arsenal of democracy needs to be rebuilt. A conversation with Joe Sternberg in London about a phenomenon in European politics. The right-of-center party, say, the right-of-center party led in Germany by Alternative for Deutschland, identifying or embracing the defense of Israel. The left of center party Not so much. In fact, in London, you'd say that Labour, looking very good for the next general election, is now hobbled again by its anti-Semitism around Jeremy Corbyn and those who followed him, who is still on the back benches. It is a strange day when the left is lost about Hamas and support for Hamas. Henry Sokolsky arrives to talk of, he's the Non-Proliferation Policy Education Center, a big paper just published by the NPEC, Spacefaring Nations and the Risks of War in Orbit. It's coming. It's the 21st century. Satellites that can destroy other satellites, moon bases that are within easy range of other moon bases, all of the travail on Earth will be visited in orbit and the moon and beyond for these next centuries. Mankind is robust. That's the way we'll leave it. And then Gregory Copley arrives to talk about the wider war, but not just in the Middle East, in the Horn of Africa. Ethiopia is collapsing in failure right now, and there's no one to save it, no one to prop it up. It matters what Egypt and the Sudan do. It matters that Somalia is slipping under the Islamic alliances, the Islamic Republic alliances. We also speak of Japan and Australia working together, along with the Philippines and Indonesia. The alliance that I mentioned is necessary to form to, in some fashion, slow the aggression of the People's Republic of China. Late about ECOWAS, that's the Economic Council of West African States led by Nigeria, where there's trouble aplenty because of questions about President Tinubu's legitimacy in office, whether he told the truth going in, whether he won the race. And then a King Charles report, hasn't been one for several weeks, regret with my colleague Gregory Copley. I speak of how King Charles is frugal about food, not wanting to waste, and so when he has cake, he eats it down to the last stale crumb. Good for him. I wonder about eating cake. I've given that up. King Charles and I are the same age. Eating cake at 75. Good for the king. There's much more on the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.